More Idaho Matters now from the studios at Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Caudette. For more than a century now, cowboy boots have been an iconic part of American Western culture. And in recent years, they've had a resurgence in mainstream fashion thanks to musical artists like Beyoncé and popular television shows like Yellowstone, which, for craftsman Morgan Bookert, is a good thing. She's a custom bootmaker based out of Haley, and she makes gear so beautiful, it's literally been displayed in museums. And she's joining us now to talk more about her craft. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So Morgan, what first sparked your interest in bootmaking?
So I am the seventh generation of a Texas ranching family and grew up around custom gear, custom saddles, tack, cowboy boots, hats, everything. And I had my first pair of custom cowboy boots made for me as my high school graduation present. So it's something that I've always been interested in, but never thought that I would end up doing.
So with that said, for folks who haven't seen what a pair of your boots look like, can you kind of give us a brief description of that?
Yes. So my boots are really wild. I really specialize in mountain and wildflower scenes, but anything you could imagine is possible in a pair of my boots. And I love the personal relationship with the client to create their vision in whatever their interest is, whether it is their pet or their favorite mountain or just some images that are really important to them.
I'm on your website right now, and I mean, it is stunning. I mean, you have one pair of boots that literally has, I mean, you've put a fish on there. I mean, not a real fish, but I mean a fish. And then you talk about pets. You have another one with like two dogs on it, but then you have these landscapes. You also have flowers on another pair. I mean, how long does it take you to make a pair of these?
So custom cowboy boots take a really long time because everything is done by hand and by me. So my boots average 50 to 70 hours a pair, depending on what the design is, but it is just a labor of love.
Oh, to say the least. Okay, so tell us about this pair of boots called Cosmic Cowboy Boots, because you won an award for these boots earlier this year. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
I did. So they were just a really fun pair of boots to make. They were inspired by the work of silversmith Alvin Yellow Horse. And with his permission, I reinterpreted one of his designs into a three-dimensional pair of boots. They have a turquoise sun. They have comets. They have planets. They have stars. And they're a wide variety of colors. They're asymmetrical and were just a real challenge to build and are definitely my favorite pair.
So can we talk a little bit more about the bootmaking process? I mean, you said it takes you upwards of 50 to 70 hours to do this. But I mean, my understanding is that when you're looking at the steps it takes for you to make these boots, there's upwards of 300 steps. Can you kind of walk us through that a little bit? Not all 300 steps.
Right. Absolutely. So it's a kind of a joke in the bootmaking community that someone supposedly counted decades ago and it's over 300, but the jury's out on exactly how many. There's so many little steps that it takes to build a custom pair of boots and specialized tool to complete those steps. And something that I think is super cool, besides doing something different every single day, is the acquisition of the tools that you need. Almost all of my tools are vintage and some of my machinery is from the 40s. And so it's all of these super cool things that combine to make something that's to be worn and loved and used, whether you're a rancher or a banker on Wall Street or anything in between. These are meant to be loved and enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. So why do you choose to work with vintage machinery?
Well, mostly it's the only option. Some tools have not been replaced since the 40s. And a lot of the vintage tools that there are newer options, there's just something about the hand feel of those specialty tools that's so much better and something that's been used by perhaps generations of bootmakers. And I really love everything I buy comes with a story. And if I happen to pass something on to someone else, I make sure to share that story. Mm. And it's just a really tight-knit community of us really preserving this culture.
Okay, so how long is your wait list for a pair of custom cowboy boots?
My wait list is more than 2 years, which I really
goodness.
hate to say, but it's a long process and it's a really personal process and it's slow. So unfortunately, it's 2 years. And I think because of the popularity of Western culture right now, like you said, with Beyonce and Yellowstone and all of these things, it's something that is just really desirable. And so I'm really glad to be part of this community right now.
So I have a question. So when it comes to custom boot making, and this is, I'm just talking about myself personally, I have a super high arch. It is really difficult to get my foot into a boot. So, I mean, when you make an actual custom boot, I mean, does something like that play into how you would make the boot?
Absolutely. What you're getting when you come to a custom bootmaker is something made to fit your foot. The last is what the boot is built on, and it's a wooden or plastic form. And I am spending an hour with each client measuring their feet in a variety of different places and talking about your ski injuries, your soccer accident, whatever it is, and really making sure that we accommodate whatever unique needs you have to make sure that something's comfortable, that you can get in to it and out of it easily, and that you're going to enjoy wearing it for 12 to 18 hours a day.
And then you use all different kinds of leather, right?
I do. There are so many different types of leather that come in extra interesting textures and colors. And I love working with exotics like ostrich and alligator. I made a pair of boots earlier this year that have some frog in them. Kangaroo is really popular. There's all sorts of really interesting things that come from all over the world. And it just makes it an additional special part of the process.
Okay, you just said you made a pair of boots with frog leather. I mean, how many frogs did you have to use? Or were these teeny tiny boots?
It was just a tiny bit. I used some kind of mint green frog to represent some grass in a pair of boots I made. And the texture was really good. And the color really matched the grass that I was trying to create.
I would imagine that cowboy boots and their designs have really changed over the years. What have you seen as a bootmaker in how the designs have changed and even the boot itself?
Yeah, so cowboy boots come from the Chisholm Trail, and it's kind of this tornado of cultures that came together to create what we know as the cowboy boot. And they were originally black, and they had nothing on them. And that's what was available. And so since then, we've just kind of snowballed into this endless stream of creativity. And I imagine that some cowboy walked into a boot shop in the 1870s and said, I'd really love a star on these. And after that, you know, the world just went nuts. And we're in a great time of insanely creative boots because we are able to see each other's work and be inspired by unusual things and just have the opportunity to create these new and really interesting patterns and designs to share with our clients.
Okay, just like you're not supposed to have a favorite child, you're probably not supposed to have a favorite pair of boots that you've made. But we all know that some days you like one child better than the other, depending upon how, you know, they're behaving. You love them just the same. But with that said, do you have, like, is there a pair of boots that sticks out to you that you just, I mean, that it really touched you, that you really loved?
This question is easier to answer than I thought it would be whenever I started this process. Whatever pair I finish last is always my favorite. I spend so much time thinking about the client and thinking about the process and just really diving into whatever it is I'm doing that I always love my most recent pair the most. And maybe that'll change at some point, but just seeing how my journey has changed and getting the opportunity to create something really special, I'm always in love with whatever I'm doing now.
I have about 2 minutes left with you, and I'm really curious about what you would say to other women who are interested, not just in this industry, but I think in industries that tend to be more male-dominated, or we think of them as a more male-dominated industry.
You know, the opportunity is here for women in everything, but especially women in traditional arts and women in traditional Western arts. In the bootmaking community, we're seeing a lot of women join, and I don't know that the opportunity was available before. And a lot of women were restricted in the boot shops they were working in to working on tops only. And there's nothing physically demanding enough that your gender matters. Mm. And I think that's a really important message to share, that we can do everything and there's opportunity for everyone to do what we're doing. And I think with more women entering Western traditional arts, we're seeing explosion of color and creativity that wasn't always accepted. And it just makes it really fun to be in this, you know, interesting change in what we're mm-hmm. seeing available.
And real quick, you have a workshop coming up, right? In the new year with the Sun Valley Museum of Art. When exactly is that happening?
Yes. Yeah, so the Sun Valley Museum of Art is just a fantastic organization here in Ketchum. And I've been teaching classes here for 6 or 7 years. And in the spring, or I guess in February, I'm going to be teaching a hand-stitched tote bag class. So we'll be doing a lot of manual labor and it's going to be super fun. And I hope folks can join us.
Well, thank you so much. What a great conversation. I mean, your work is stunning. So thank you for taking time to talk with us today.
Thank you, Gemma, so much.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.